With the massive influx of people coming to Bloomington for the next month's solar eclipse, some officials are concerned about possible impacts on cellular networks and communication lines on the day of the big event. Isabella Vesperini reports on this week's City Limits.
Indiana University has been planning 3 years for the eclipse, and the estimated 300,000 people expected to come to Bloomington to watch it. Kevin Goetz is Indiana State Police Sergeant and Public Information Officer for the Bloomington District. He says people can opt in to receive emergency texts with alerts.
We love instant communication. We know that that will be slowed down, so we want people to be patient.
You should expect to have a harder time communicating with your phone.
When you bring a lot of people into one area, they're all going to be fighting for that network.
Goetz isn't concerned about the ability for police to communicate that day. Police will have a secondary network for radio communications in place and have given troopers new portable radios and a new radio system for their cars.
We've deployed people throughout our campuses and along the bypass and have anticipated that there could be communication issues. We do that for every large event, so that's not new for us. Emergency management at IU plans and prepares for that.
But Bloomington Police Department Captain Ryan Pettigo anticipates there will be difficulties using the statewide radio system due to the large amount of traffic that is expected for the eclipse. If the statewide 800 megahertz radio system is overloaded with too many communications at one time, police would get a busy bump. This means that the system is so busy that police cannot communicate by radio. The Monroe County Emergency Management Agency and Indiana State Parks also expect limited cell and internet service due to increased use. Mark Spencer is Director of Telecommunications Infrastructure for University Information Technology Services at Indiana University. He says he doesn't expect people in IU buildings will experience any slowdowns on IU's Wi-Fi networks, such as Ed Uroam and IU Guest. Since IU classes are canceled the day of the eclipse, fewer people will be using the Wi-Fi anyway.
We don't really see this as a major event, unlike what we would normally have with graduation or a football game.
Calling and texting shouldn't be affected.
For the stadium itself, we actually do have a contractor that provides coverage for cell service in that facility.
During the last total eclipse in 2017, AT&T reported that data usage increased by 25% and total SMS records increased 40% in the 24 hours surrounding the eclipse. Network traffic increased by as much as 6 times more in small towns like Madras, Oregon, and up to 2 times more in cities like Nashville, Tennessee, and Lincoln, Nebraska. These areas were in the path of totality, like Bloomington will be this year. Lisa Vattimo is Chief of Staff Public Information Officer for the Madras Police Department in Oregon. She says the area did not experience any difficulties communicating by phone or radio during the 2017 eclipse. As a town with a population of around 6,000 people, Madras saw 100,000 people come for the eclipse.
We've reached out to the cell phone companies and brought in cellular towers. They're called cows, to accommodate the extra traffic.
The town of Madras started planning for the eclipse a year and a half in advance, which Vattimo says she believes is why they did not have any trouble communicating. In addition to the 2 cell towers that were brought in, police officers made sure their equipment was working properly and had human repeaters in place.
Put them in different locations, and like, if you can only get your radio communications to the first group of people, then they communicate to the next group of people, communicating to the next group of people, and if that's your final backup system, which we didn't even have to use.
This year's eclipse will cover a much wider swath of the country than in 2017, when about 12 million people were in the path of totality. This year, about 31.5 million people are in line to see the eclipse. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. Submit your question about the city and our reporters will investigate. More details at WFIUnews.org or in our City Limits Bloomington Facebook group.